A positive of the pandemic. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.
The corona might have shut a lot of people down, but the farmers have to keep going. If we stop, it's going to turn out to be bad for a lot of folks.
Carrie Robinson of Franklin County, along with many other farmers across our great state, has still been farming despite the pandemic. And as hard as these times have been for many of us, Carrie says there is a positive we can all cling on to.
This time that we've been through with corona has been tough on us and tough on them. A lot of other people, and I hope there's good that comes out of it. You know, one thing would be allowing the public to see just how important the American farmer is and how he's essential and working for them day in and day out, no matter what kind of situation the world's under.
Well, John King of King Farms in Sullivan County owns and operates a roughly 260 cow dairy with his father. His perspective is,
I think people's realizing now that you just can't go to the store anytime or get your milk off the shelf. You know, there was a shortage there. I mean, there wasn't no milk, cheese, nothing was on the shelf. You know, where does this stuff come from? Why ain't it here? And then they got to digging in just a little bit deeper, and they said, you know, there are people out there that still go to work and have to do this. And any time of year, I mean, rain, mud, it don't matter. You got to go and do it. I think it humbled a lot of people.
On the flip side, Caleb Rich of Clay County believes it's not only shown consumers where their food comes from, but has also shown consumers how and why to buy from their local farmer.
People are getting more farm-oriented. They want to get stuff from their local farmer, whether it be meats, produce, eggs, because they've come to realize that it doesn't actually come from the supermarket. It starts somewhere else and then gets taken there. I think that's been a realization that people have finally realized that they didn't think about before. So now they're actually trying to find local sources to get their food.
We can only hope this awareness of how essential our farmers truly are continues from here. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.